Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
As we learn to spot online and telephone swindlers, the scammers are upping their game. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged yesterday. No surprise there. At his briefing, Chair Jerome Powell said it is unlikely the Fed will have to raise interest rates to fight persistent inflation. But he didn't exactly take a rate hike off the table. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG.
It's not impossible, and in fact, it is a real possibility. What the Fed chair made clear was that the threshold to raise rates was higher than the threshold to cut. But let's face it, right now, the Fed feels pretty stuck where it's at with 5.25% to 5.5% interest rates. It'd like to just hold rates higher and have the lags of earlier rate hikes cool the economy. Although right now, that doesn't look like it's happening.
At the same time, and also a key part of this story, the job market and general economic activity are zipping along. Checking markets, the Dow is up 125 points, 0.3%. The S&P is up 0.4%. I see the NASDAQ in early trading here up 0.6%. The 10-year benchmark interest rate up 4.64%. A new report from the FBI's Internet Crime Complaints Center shows people 60 and older lost $3.4 billion to fraudsters and scammers last year. That's up 11% in a year, with the average loss per victim $34,000. Online crooks are getting more sophisticated in their scheming, for instance, getting their marks to make escalating payments for what they think is an investment in cryptocurrency before the rug gets pulled out.
Some of these numbers are driven by a new scam called the pig butchering scam, and it combines romance scams along with investment scams. So they lose at the end not only all that they've invested, but also this potential relationship.
It's Marty DeLima, an assistant professor at the University of Minnesota who studies elder financial exploitation. And while anyone can be a victim, she says there are factors that can make older people more susceptible.
Maybe less sophistication with technology, using personal computers instead of work computers that are typically more protected and safeguarded, and also just the accessibility of older adults to some criminals.
DeLima reminds all of us, if someone is making an urgent request for you to send money now, be very worried it's a fraud.
Tech support, government imposter, family friend imposter. Solicitations from scammers usually contain requests to transfer money or act right away. So that is a major red flag.
DeLima is also in a project I did before pandemic that still may be useful to you. Search brains and losses, aging and financial vulnerability. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year. And we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
There's news this week that Tesla has already laid off most of its employees that build the charging network for the cars. CEO Elon Musk says the company still plans to grow that, and they had been opening it up to other car companies, but now it'll all take longer to expand. Here's Marketplace's Henry Epp.
Ingrid Malmgren has been driving her son to look at colleges lately, and while some EV models might have trouble charging up on those kinds of longer trips, she says it's no problem in her Tesla.
The vehicle automatically routes you to the appropriate charger. It sort of manages your trip.
Malmgren is the senior policy director of Plug-in America, a nonprofit aimed at getting more people in EVs.
The charging's really fast. I order food or get a snack or something, and often the vehicle's ready to get back on the road before I am.
Those features have made Tesla's charging network a hit with its drivers, and they've given the company a leg up, says Seth Weintraub, publisher of the EV news site Electrek.
Because Tesla was so early in that game, and they had one kind of car to charge, they were able to kind of scale like way better than any other company out there.
Which is why, over the past year, a bunch of other car companies started announcing deals with Tesla to adopt its charging system, which is quickly becoming the industry standard. That means more drivers will start relying on Tesla's charging stations.
They've got this huge network out there already built, and they can, you know, make a margin on electricity because it's already there.
So Weintraub and everyone I spoke to for this story was pretty surprised that Tesla would suddenly scrap its charging team. Stephanie Valdez-Streedy with Cox Automotive has questions.
What does this all mean and what's going to happen and kind of how does it delay the rollout of infrastructure?
There are no clear answers to those questions right now, and Tesla did not respond to a request for comment. But one factor might be the unique challenges that come with building and maintaining a charging network, says Jessica Trancic, a professor at MIT.
You may encounter delays in permitting. You arrive at the site and you find out that there are some site-specific conditions that you hadn't anticipated.
That's a fundamentally different business than building cars in a factory. So while Tesla is seeing a slowdown in sales and profits, it might have decided to pivot away from charging.
My guess is that they kind of updated their projections for how much to focus on this part of the business and how profitable that part of the business would be.
But she adds, Tesla is not the only company that makes EV chargers, so there may be an opportunity for others. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
And people playing in the video game platform Roblox will see video billboards in the games with real advertisers paying real money for the exposure. Elf Beauty, Walmart, and Warner Brothers Studios are among those signed up to advertise to the 72 million people who use Roblox daily. They'll be visible to users 13 and older, these ads. Roblox lets people create games on its platform. In exchange for in-game currency, the plan is for developers who let in the billboards to get a cut of the money. If you have enough Robux, you can exchange them for dollars, euros, what have you. Marketplace Morning Report is from APM, American Public Media.